Cuts back and forth.
You buy a little. Michel me. Okay, Michel me. So it's the very bottom of line of Amvez, Tamil Amvez and Al. Michel me. Rashi, Machilo, Mashkeu, Machata. Okay. So you have to feed your father. You have to give your father a drink to honor him. From whose money? From whose money? Do you have to take it out of your own pocket, or do you basically take it from your dad? You ask your dad for the money to get him the food, right? If you don't want Michel Ben, if not somebody else, you don't Michel Af. Okay, straight Macholgas, right? Fact simple. Who do you think is money this way? Over there, Rabban Rav Yirmi of Amri Lev Rei, the Rav Yirmi of Kimanda Amri Shalach. So he basically Paskin said, like the one of Rabban said, like Mishalach. Okay? So we have to explain the Machlokas, right? We have to explain what's the Machlokas. But let's just go a little further. How far? So Mesvei. So Mesvei is a Kasha from the Brisa. Ne'amar Kabet is a Vichavesi Mecha. The Ne'amar Kabet is a Shema Oncha. Right? So it says, on your parents, on our Hashem. From your wealth, right? That's cash and money. So from your wealth, means through spending money, buying, giving money to niyam, buying a lulav, you know that kind of stuff. So it says malal amechasan chesron kis. How come chesron kis? So the Brisa says is that just it says covered by both, just like kavod shemayim is through spending money. So to cover your parents is through spending money. So that seems to indicate chesron kis means to lose money. It doesn't spend money, it means losing money. So that sounds like you have to spend money. So that seems to support the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Michel Ben, that you have to spend your own money. So it sounds like an open riot, just like by mitzvah. By mitzvah, you have to spend your own money for the mitzvah. So it sounds like same thing here. You have to spend your money. So it says no. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm in Michel Av. My nafkalei minay. Rashi, my chesaron kis yikol gabei. What do you mean? You're spending your money. There's no chesaron kis. There's no. You're not spending money because basically the mitzvah is you use your father's money. That's it. You use your father's money. So what's So that seems to be a problem on the Shito Hell, it's Michel Av, and Ramas Marosia. Right? And that's a Bryce, so you can't argue on that. So my answer is Lebitl Malacha. It means that, no, you really don't spend money, but you use your dad's money. But let's say your dad says, get me a drink, and you basically have a deal to do. You have a business deal to do. So you gotta do is basically put that on hold. And even though you may lose money because of it, and you have to go do the kibbutz, the kavod of kibbutz avayim. So it says that's chesaron kis. It means you can lose money. In other words, you have no right to put your business in front. So that's what it means. Is that you lose money. That's a comparison. Just like by kibbutz by kavod shemayim, you lose money. So here too, you lose money. But it doesn't mean that you have to actually spend your money. It doesn't mean you have to actually spend your money. Right? And of course, the other guy's going to say, no, it does mean you actually spend your money. Right. Okay. Everyone have a shot? What are your thoughts? Any questions? How do we analyze this? Come on. I mean, the most part you can bring tashmats, but I think up until here, basically, you got the problem is right here. Okay. So the first question is, what's the svar here? What's the machlok? It sounds just shot of the machlok. It sounds like if your dad has money, let's say if he has money, I don't know if it really matters, but let's say your dad has money, and he says, get me a drink, get me some food, get me sushi, I want sushi, you know, he says, well, dad, it's expensive, can you give me the money? He says, no, you spend your own money. So the question is, do you have to spend your own money? Or you say, no, I have to spend your money, you don't want to give me your money for him, so you're not going to have the sushi. I mean, that seems to be the machlokas, is do you have to spend your money, or do you just have to know, it's his money, he gives you the money, but then you have to bring it to him, or go to the store, you know. I mean, that's why I'm learning the facts of the model. So I think on the surface, I mean, the surface move here, I mean, it would seem, at least from what we've been setting up, that you're trying to cover you're showing that your father is significant, and you're, so to speak, insignificant, and you have to take care of his needs, or that, you have to service him, you have to show, demonstrate his significance. He reflects the shutaf my gosh baruch hu, and you have to demonstrate his significance. So that means that I direct my energies towards taking care of him. Not only that, I spend my money to take care of him. I do everything. Basically, he's it, and I'm nothing. So why stop at spending money? I mean, what? He's not worth the money. I mean, he's very significant. But what? You want me to spend $10? No way. You know, what kind of kavod is that? I mean, it's the idea of kavod is he's a respect. You know, he's a respectable guy, and I have to subordinate my things, my energies, my money, my everything. Why are you stopping it? Stopping it sounds like you're saying that he's not worth the money. Right, if it sounds that way, so why, right? So that's on the first, I'd say first take, that's the way it would seem. And why would you say you don't have to spend your money? Right. That's what Gemara is asking. How do you differentiate if you tell me that you have to lose your time and lose your malacha? So, right, that's Chasaron Kes, you have to lose your money. So then what's the difference between that and spending money? I mean, isn't that just it's a different case, but isn't it, what's really the difference? I mean, you see that apparently he is more important than your malacha. I mean, that's like actually what you're saying. It's true. Is you could have a $1 million business deal going on here, and you have to basically go and do the thing. So you have to lose money. So you can't say it's like you're not obligated to lose money. You are obligated to lose money. So why don't I have to spend money? I mean, what's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Tell me that easy. See, it's a true argument. Is that it is not? Money isn't more important than your dad. It's not like you have to honor him as long as you don't lose money. It's not true. You do have to lose money because spit the malacha. That's Chasaron Kes, just like Vayashem, they're saying, is he can't put money in front of God, he can't put money in front of your father, that's Akish. So then, so why didn't he spend money? He says, I need sushi. You say, sorry, I'm not going to spend the money. Why are you allowed to do that? So let's take one step. One step you guys are saying, let's take it slow. Okay, but one step is, it seems to be, it's like, even though the idea is like, yeah, your dad is like Chashev, and you have to demonstrate his significance, but it's not just like this amorphous show that he is the man. There's a system here. And the system seems to be, is like, you see like in the Ram, they say, he says it, but it seems like it's modeling from like an Eved. Like an Eved, is Mashamish, his master. And it seems like Dio Kavod is, at least this is probably going to be one side, but is that it means to take care of his needs, to service. You have to service your father. That's the Chiyuv Kavod. Because servicing your father is expressing his kavod. That's the kavod, like an Eved does for his master. Basically, you're servicing him is the action of subordinating yourself to his needs. You're taking care of his needs. And it seems like that is like the Gemara says, what is kavod? It says machil, mashke, malbish, machasa, machlis, motzi. And there's a whole list of things, which is basically the idea of service. But the idea of the mitzvah of kavod isn't just like an abstract thing of show that he's important, but the way it's set up is to take care of his needs. Okay? Take care of his needs. Like an avid for his master. Okay? So that being the case, as you're saying, is that buying something isn't taking care of his needs. That's not servicing him. Servicing him means is to do actions of service. Like you said, buying food isn't service. That's maybe necessary in order to do the service. But the halacha doesn't say that. That's going beyond the halacha of service. Service means to do actions of servitude. Acts of servitude, buying something isn't an action of servitude. Action of servitude is to feed it to him, to give him the thing. That's the best of servitude. So, but if, for instance, he tells you, get me a drink, and in order to get him a drink, you have to you have to be mevatel your malacha. So then you're saying the mitzvah is to serve him. So you have to serve him. You have to give him the drink. Now you're going to say, oh, hold on, I have a job to do. But the mitzvah you have to, you're mechuyav to serve him. So you have to mechuyav to do the action to serve him. So therefore you have to. But if there's no money, so now the question is, am I mechuyav to spend money? Well, how does spending money fit into action of servitude? Spending money is a different thing. It doesn't fit into the formulation of kavod. Kavod is to do action of servitude. Okay. Now, that's one side. That's a good side, right? Now the other side, it would seem. Why does the other side argue? I don't know if you asked him, but the other side argues because he has a pasuk. I mean, it seems to be is like in theory, it seems to be. This would be what you would say. Because why does the other guy say it? It's because there's a braisa. It said, Kavirat Savicha Vesimachav, and Emra Kavirat Shanahoncha. Right? Which says, just like here, you have to spend money, so to here you have to spend money. So it seems to be that there's a new, there's a comparison between Kvod Shemayim, which Kvod Shemayim is spending money. You buy a lulav, you give money to Peya, and Lakiat Shechon Peya, and Paniyim. You know, and then that's being compared to kavod your parents, saying just like kavod shemayim involves spending money, kavod shem mehoncha means honor God from your wealth, from your money. So too, kibud avim involves spending money. So too, kibud avim involves spending money. And the other guy says, no, spending money doesn't mean spending money. It just means you know you have to bit the malacha. I mean, but it seems like he's basing it on. on the Hekesh to quote Shemayim. Seems like on the surface this is a good argument, is that the argument is that kavod means servitude. It's actually servitude. So how do you get money into there? How do you squeeze money? It's like they have a Hekesh now, a lot of that, just like Kavod Shemayim is a Ksaron Kiss, so too here is a Ksaron Kiss. I mean, how do you squeeze it in? Why is there a Kavod Shemayim? By Kavod Shemayim it's money. See, what's the Kavod Shemayim? I think maybe, so we explained this one time. He said, if you buy Kavod Shemayim, because it was a funny thing, right? It shows, explain, because the Gemara said, we explained this one time, the Tosas, the Yerushalmi, says is that, that there's a wild Yerushalmi, I think it says that, you see God is more careful about Kavod of your parents than Kavod of Shemayim. Because by Kavod Shemayim, it says honor God from your wealth. So it means if you have wealth, if you don't have any wealth, if you don't have any money, you don't have to do it. You're probably kibata, you only have to spend up to, as you said, only up to a certain amount, you don't have money, you don't have money. But by Kavod Kibravahim, it says even if you don't have money. I mean, it's a good question how that fits into here. But let's say, you even have to go door to door to get money, to spend your time and spend. You know, even if you don't have money, you still have to do. So the Gemara they're saying is, you see that by Kibbutz Avayim, it's more chamor than Kavod Shemayim, right? Because by Kavod Shemayim, it doesn't demand that you do that. It doesn't demand if you don't have money, it doesn't demand that you do it. But by Kibbutz Avayim, you see a chayv even to go door to door to get them food. So you see, it's more chamor than Kavod Shemayim. So we said it sounds a little funny. I mean, how could Kavod of a human being be more than Kavod Shemayim, right? It sounds impossible, right? But we explained at the time was that, see, by Kavod Shemayim, there's a big difference in Kavod Shemayim and Kavod of Kibbutz Avayim. Because in Kibbutz Avayim means take care of the father's needs, right? But what are you going to say? Kavod Shemayim can't mean that. What do you say? Take care of Hashem's needs, there's no such thing, right? So by Kavod Shemayim, it just means that you recognize God as the source of your money. That's what says the Tosfos. Kavod Hashem mehoncha means from mechoncha, from that which God gave you graciously, from the God of Chen, and He gave you. So it means is that you have money. God gave you money. You have to recognize that He is the source of your wealth, and thereby spend it on His tzivoy, on the mitzvah. I mean, so if you don't have any money, so that idea doesn't apply. The idea of Kavod Shemayim is the recognition that God is the source of your money. But if you don't have money, then you don't have to do that. But by Kibbutz Avayim, it's an idea of taking care of their needs. So taking care of their needs has nothing to do with money. It's servicing them. Servicing them, you have to service them. So you say, you don't have money, so whatever, you still have to service them. So you have to work out, But the point, my point is that of course, Bekavod Shemehoncha involves spending money, because the mitzvah there is to spend your money on the mitzvahs, to recognize that God is the source of the money and to spend your money on. I have to show that God is the source that I'm spending my money on. But that's over good over there, but here the mitzvah is service. So how do you just throw in, like you're saying, spending money sounds like an extraneous thing to the mitzvah. So how do you just say, you have to serve your father? But you also have to spend money. Oh, you also have to spend money. How does that fit into the mitzvah? The mitzvah doesn't lend itself to it's just like an animal. I mean, when it comes to Kavod Shemayim, I understand how it makes sense. But how does it fit into the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim? And of course, what's the machlokas, right? Right back to that question, what's the machlokas? I mean, the other sheet holds, apparently it's just a stone kiss. It means just that you have to, lose your parnasa, your malacha, in doing it. But you don't have to actually spend money. The thing they were saying is good. You're right. The idea here by Kibbutz Avayim is not really to be his servant. You're not his servant. See, a servant is a servant, and a servant means you do actions of servitude. It means you give him drinks, you give him food. It doesn't mean you spend money. That's not actual servitude. That's a different thing. That's spending money for him. It's different activity. See, and that's why a servant is. That's what he's called, a servant. He does. Sorry, he's service. That's what he is. But in Kibbutz Avayim, it doesn't really mean you're a servant. It means that you recognize that he is a shutta from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as such, he is chashav, and therefore you have to subordinate yourself to him. Therefore you have to subordinate yourself to him. And express his chashivas through your subordination. So now that intrinsically, that intrinsically involves... intrinsically that shouldn't be limited just to like actions of servitude. Why shouldn't you, like it's like Gary's point originally, why shouldn't you spend your money? What are you going to say? He's very chashuv, I'm going to do a lot of actions, but you want me to spend money? Sorry, it's not worth it. That's against the whole idea. The whole idea is, see, a servant could say that because that has nothing to do with what his idea. He's a servant. So a servant does acts of service and do spending money. But by the father, it's not an idea that you're a servant. The idea is that you're expressing this chashivos. Now, what is, if he has a need, now you have to take care of that need. Now, you don't spend money, and that's, you have to absolutely, and under whatever it takes, make sure that need is satisfied. So the idea of kibud av v'aim, which is based upon a realization of the chashivos of the parent because of the shutav and kosh baruch hu, that doesn't. It shouldn't be limited by. You can't say like it's limited. He's not worth the money. That's what he's chesaron kes. That's what he's saying is mal chesaron kes, afkam chesaron kes. Because you can't put your money ahead of this idea, because then you'd be saying is that he's this significant but not as significant as my money. So saying just like by kavashim hamchavim, you have to realize your money is. You have to direct your money towards a recognition of kosh mayim. So saying same thing here is what you're gonna say. Your money is takes priority. Your money can't take priority. So just the machloka. So it could be just like this: is that see halachically that's a difficult formulation. There's a difficulty in that halachically it's not smooth, because saying that kavod means you have to do actions of servitude, that you have to take care of his needs, is a smooth halachic formula. That's what it means. You have to do what's kavod mechayevu machil mashkiu do to be meshaveshem. Shimosh is a solid halachic formula. That's the mechayev. Mechayev is to be meshaveshem father, right? But the thing is that shimosh alone, although that is the category of activities of expressing chashivos, but it falls short. It falls short because that's what the limud from chesaron kes is, that really is what it should have been, so to speak. But the limud from kvod shamayim is that you can't just say shimosh and then say is that my money is more important. My money is more important than my parents. That can't be. So that's the limud of chesaron kes is showing that the monetary element has to be incorporated. Because since the idea of the mitzvah is showing the chashivos of the father, you can't just say shimosh and have nothing not involve the expression of that he's more significant than my money. You can't. The money has to be involved. The question is, how did halacha involve the din mamon, the chesaron kes, in kibud av v'aim? Did it retain the formula of shimosh, like an aved, but it said that if the shimosh clashes with the money, you don't have a right to put your parnasa ahead of him. Whereas the way it did is that shimosh at all costs. Whereas the way it illustrated the idea that the father is the chashivos over your money is that it said you have to do the shimosh, but normally, like we said, and that's the thing, is normally in a mitzvah, say you have a mitzvah, you don't have to spend, it doesn't go for Adam Fnine, you have to see there's a limit to how much money you have to spend. But here it's saying is the shimush is, even sarcastic, even bet the malacha, you can lose as much money, it doesn't matter. The shimush is at all costs. But it's still shimush. It didn't expand the definition of the maisa beyond shimush. Taking care of doing, serving, servitude, actions of servitude. They just said that there's no, that the servitude is even docha your malacha. It's even docha your malacha. And that's how it expressed the, you know. Or do you say no? Is that the money had to be incorporated in a concrete way. So just, see, here it's just incorporated. When there's a clash, then you say that the servitude beats out the malacha. But what he holds is that since the hakesh, comparing it to Kvod Shemayim, which is the idea that he's more significant than your wealth, was incorporated into the mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah is expanded beyond just to do actions of shimosh, but it means you have to secure his needs. Secure his needs is like, so to speak, it's like the goal. The goal is to secure his needs, and which means it involves not only the action of serving him, but it involves the preparatory activities involved in bringing about that servitude. You know what I mean? Because which is a weaker formula, but it includes the concept of chesaron kes, of the significance of the father in a more encompassing way. So that's the question you have to decide here between going with the smoother halachic definition, which is that it's simply actions of shimosh, but where the chesaron kes is incorporated by saying that it doesn't beat out, if there's a clash, even though you're going to use, it's going to cost you money, you're going to lose money, and you still have to do it. Or do you say no? Is that it incorporated the monetary into it and basically said you have to take care of his needs and bring about the result of his needs being satisfied, which involves the action of doing it and the providing them in the first place, and the you know, supplying them. It's a very smooth halachically is that to say saying that you have to do actions of servitude is a maisa mitzvah, so to speak. And that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah is to do these activities. And it's to do and the activities have a quality. But to say that I have to bring about his needs, like to make sure he gets his needs, is like, there's no action. That's like, the action, for instance, the action of serving and the action of buying something are two different actions. So then you're basically saying the mitzvah is the goal. To make sure the goal is satisfied. In order, because since the Torah wanted to involve the monetary and to show that he's more chashav than your mummy, the Torah, so to speak, loosened the halachic formula and just said, basically, bring about the goal of his needs. But a goal, you're right, a goal can involve a lot of different facets. Yeah. It involves a certain action. There's normally a halachic definition of mitzvah. You want to have a definitive action, an activity. What do I have to do? What's the common threat? Like his needs. The mishamish, shimush is that's what the other shita says, is that you have to have a tzur of the mitzvah. The tzur of the mitzvah is shimush. Now you want to include money? Fine. So say shimush even at the expense of your malacha. But it still has to have a solid definition. Shimush. Shimush is the definition of the mitzvah. That's the kavod. But the other side to know is that the Torah went away from the technical, the better surah of shimush, of a strict definition of a maisa, and set it up as procuring his needs. And procuring his needs is vague. It's vague. It's a goal-oriented type of mitzvah. It's make sure he gets his needs. What does that mean? It means you got to make sure you buy the stuff, then you got to do the actions of putting it on the table, So the action includes two totally different kinds of activities, namely serve actions of servitude and buying stuff. You know, I mean, those two different, it's not an action of servitude anymore. So there's no unified, the unification is in the goal, in bringing about the goal. But that's what he held, is because of Chasaron Kis, because he held without doing that, if you didn't have the halacha of spending money, then it would have the implication of the fact that your father is more important than your money. And that he held it couldn't be. It's because, like that's the hakash from Kvod Shemayim, is that you can't say, I don't want to spend my money for my father. My father's going to flex Shemayim, he's going to say, I don't want to spend my money. So it had to incorporate that into the thing at the expense of the better structure. Or you say no, is that that idea was incorporated through, it kept the structure of shimush, but it set it up that the shimush is even docha the my malacha. Even though I have a big business deal, it's small docha that. That's the way that concept was incorporated. Now, I don't spend money, that's true, but that's just in the technical formulation of the cover. You know what I mean? Okay? Okay, what we'll do is, I think we should do this Tosfos. If you don't want Michel Ben, it brings up more. It's very interesting. It creates a very, it creates basically, you'll see, it creates like a case. There's like, if you have three things to do at the same time, like I think it's Yashavas Aveda and getting yourself a drink and your father a drink, something like that. It's like, it creates a case where you can't do either one of the three. It's like, this beats that and that beats that and that beats that. It comes like a logical circle, you know? And basically, I think it further helps us with this machlok. So I think we'll try to do that tomorrow.